very worrying, though, coming off the back of Christmas and the New Year. I was contacted by quite a number of residents. There was a spate of break-ins both on Craigan and the Grange Moor in our Grange area. So I called out the people involved, and obviously they're very, very upset, a lot of personal belongings. So it seems that this year was a targeted break-in, a lot of value to these belongings as well, and they seemed to know what they were doing. So very worrying for ourselves on the area. So it's one of them ones. We were calling for people to be vigilant within their own community. They keep an eye out for their neighbours, especially the elderly and the people most vulnerable within the community.
And this follows a recent spate of break-ins in the Buncrana Road area of the city as well.
Yeah, this is never mind just the Buncrana Road. We're chatting to McPhill, Sinn Féin councillors across city and district. There has been a lot of break-ins just right across the whole city and district. So this hasn't been just focused on one or two areas. So it is very worrying. And last night I was on the Grange Moor, our Grange area, where there's 300 houses, and we done a letter letting the residents know of what has happened. And we do have this great initiative within Derry City and Sevan District Council, which is a home safety check, which lets people avail of free of charge the mix of, you have free oil and boiler locks, free gate locks, wheelie bin locks. You can have the lights that comes on when you walk up. So we have a very good response on the back of that last night. But once again, very worrying that this is happening. I'm coming just off the back of Christmas and into a new year.
Yes. Do you think that these break-ins are under the presumption that maybe residents have more belongings after Christmas?
Yeah, that was the main take down when I was chatting to the people that was the victims of this year. That was one of the things on the back. And now this year happened at 5:15 in the day. And so it's not to say that this is happening at night time when people's in their beds. This the lights were on in the house. They just the husband went to collect his wife from work, and by the time he came back within 40 minutes, the house was ransacked. And you're talking, there was very, very, very substantial, valuable sort of jewellery and belongings stolen out of this house. So very worrying.